Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Quarantiners, that is the sound of my mind being completely blown after last episode. I'm still trying to wrap my brain around what happened, so I'm going to give it a rest for a minute before we dive into that riddle wrapped into a mystery surrounded by an enigma. Today is Tuesday, March 9th. Do you know what yesterday was, Alex?
Let's see. Today is today, which was tomorrow yesterday and will be yesterday tomorrow. So yesterday was...
That's not what I meant. Yesterday was International Women's Day.
Oh, I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Of course I did. Because I am a modern, enlightened man who values the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women all over the world.
Mom made you learn that, didn't she?
She didn't make me do anything. I wanted to. I'm all for lifting up and celebrating women, you included.
Aw, thanks for saying that. In case you don't know, International Women's Day started in 1911. The theme for 2021 is Choose to Challenge. A challenged world is an alert world, and from challenge comes change. So let's all hashtag choose to challenge.
Hashtag choose to challenge. I feel like that's something you do all the time.
Thanks. You think I could be president one day?
Well, I can't see into the future, but you'd have my vote.
President Remy. Producers, cue the presidential music. 146 episodes ago, a podcast was brought forth upon the youth of this nation. A podcast that talked about families and quarantine and helping each other and alternate dimensions and powers and the space-time continuum.
Madam President?
In the immortal words of my predecessor, Abraham Lincoln, be excellent to each other and party on, dudes.
You know, he didn't actually say that, right?
Yeah, he did.
That's the Abe Lincoln from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
It's also a real quote. Or it should be.
Why don't we move on to shoutouts?
Good idea. Shoutouts! Happy 11th birthday to Micah in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Shout out to your little brother. Happy birthday to Christopher in California. Shout out to Akil in Seattle, Washington. Big shout out to Ms. Cassidy's virtual students at Lyman Elementary.
Shout out to Brett M. and to Emily T. Zachary wants to shout out his dogs Apollo and Claire and Ms. McGee and her 6th grade class in Katy, Texas.
Maddie wants to wish her dad a happy birthday. Shout out to Charlie, his brothers Logan and Abe, and pets Nick and Milo. And hello to Mrs. Russell's class at Harbor Elementary in Wilmette, Illinois. Shout out to Layla W. and to Coraline in San Ramon, California. Hang in there, Coraline, and thanks for listening. Okay, now back to...
So, I've been thinking about the possibilities. How did someone gain access to a finished podcast that had not yet been finished? A podcast from the future, which they were then able to send back to the past.
And?
Yeah, I got nothing.
My theory. Time travel.
You're about to say that someone traveled through time in a phone booth like Bill and Ted, aren't you?
No. Well, yes. But sometimes the best solution is the simplest.
Okay.
Whoever this person is in the tunnel wants to make contact with us, right?
Certainly seems that way.
I mean, they went to the trouble of writing on my arm and leaving the note and then sending tomorrow's podcast today.
Something like that.
So, let's just make contact right back.
You mean, try to meet them?
You know I love mysteries, and stretching them out is good for the podcast. Make them laugh, make them guess, make them wait. That's my motto.
I thought be excellent to each other was your motto.
I can have more than one motto. A point is, let's find this wizard of time and space and figure out what they want.
We don't know for sure they're friendly.
They warned me about slipping on the ice.
Which would have been helpful if you listened.
Sorry, I didn't realize it was a warning from the future.
Well, now you know. And if they end up giving us a stock tip, we'll be sure and listen. Now let me finish my homework, and we'll head into the tunnel tonight.
You got everything we need down here?
I have a flashlight, yarn, and my phone. What else do we need?
I don't know. Feels like we should have more.
More what?
Forget it. Sorry I asked. Alex?
Yes, Remy?
How do you think it works?
How what works?
Time.
Not sure what you mean.
I've just been thinking about the thing with Maisie. I got the warning, right? Don't chase dog.
Yeah.
If I'd understood and not chased the dog, I wouldn't have slipped on the ice and sprained my wrist.
Probably not.
But then, how is it the future if I can change it? Does everything change? If I didn't fall, then I would have gone sledding with Fiona. But what if that had gone even worse? What if I had gone down the hill and my sled hit a jump and I just flew into a tree and landed in a bird's nest, and the mama bird thought that I was one of her kids and wouldn't let me leave, and I had to live the rest of my life as a bird.
Am I really supposed to answer that?
Yeah.
Forgetting the baby birds part, the debate about free will and fate, is the future set in stone or can we change it? Those are big questions, and do you hear that?
Water. It's leaking again.
But the snow has melted. It hasn't rained. Where's the water coming from?
I heard that dripping the first day I got the message, when they wrote it on my arm. You think it could be connected?
I should have worn my boots.
See, I told you we weren't prepared.
Have you ever seen this fork in the tunnel before?
I've never made it this far, left or right. Tell me that's...
A message from the future?
What does it say?
Don't take left fork.
Simple. Clear.
Yes, whoever it is likes to get to the point.
Right fork it is. After you. Is it me? Or does that sound like...
Like the leaking water is getting louder?
And like it's coming from behind us too?
Remy, look out! You okay?
Yeah, but the tunnel behind us is flooded. We can't go back that way.
Did they just walk us into a trap?
That's a good question. They certainly walked us into a cliffhanger. So, until next time, I'm Remy, and this is my life, interrupted, and wet.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.